The International Whaling Commission has been meeting in the Channel Islands this week in Jersey, bringing together a whole range of people interested in whales, whaling and whale management. Joining me today is Wendy Elliott from the WWF. And Wendy, there's a lot of conservationists here, environmental groups, which I didn't realise. Tell us about who comes to these meetings.
Well, there's a full range of NGOs that come to this meeting and a full range of governments as well that are really passionate about the threats to whales that aren't coming from the harpoon, but are coming from the whole range of other human activities in our oceans that are, in many cases, a bigger threat to whales than hunting.
See, my perception was that the IWC dealt with whaling and whale slaughter and whale factory ships and controversial subjects like Japan and Norway. But there's people here who are talking about endangered species and whale watching and all kinds of issues. What are the big issues for environmentalists this year?
Well, this year in particular, there's a number of conservation issues that people are working towards. A big one of those is ship strikes. This is when large boats hit whales in the oceans. It may sound crazy, why don't the whales get out of the way? But there are very complex sound dynamics in the oceans, and ship strikes is a really big problem for several species of whales. The North Atlantic right whale, only 300 or 400 of those whales left, and collisions with vessels is the biggest cause of mortality for that species. So governments here, along with NGOs, are working hard to implement and recommend measures that are essentially going to keep the whales and the ships apart. Where that's not possible, try and get vessels to slow down, because that it decreases the risk of a strike being fatal.
We talked about numbers of whales there, and we hear that Save the Whale slogan, which you know so many people will be familiar with. What kind of numbers are we talking? What are the most endangered species? What species of whale are very abundant in the oceans?
The minke whale, for example, has recovered to some extent from commercial whaling and is relatively abundant, obviously considerable compared to pre-whaling levels. But there are many critically endangered species out there. In fact, one has recently gone extinct. The bajie, the river dolphin in the Yangtze River, is believed to now be extinct. The last survey didn't find any animals at all. And that's the first cetacean in recent history, or known ever, to have gone extinct directly as a result of human activities. This has to be a wake-up call, and we now need to look at the other critically endangered whales and dolphins out there. So there's many of those. There's the vaquita. There's 245 of those left, just 245. The Maui's dolphin in New Zealand, 111 animals left, that's all. The Western North Pacific grey whale, there's just 130 animals. So you can see there is a number of these species and populations that we need to step up now and take action to save before it's too late.
One of the big pushes here has been to look particularly at some of the issues surrounding whale watching and establishing some zones that are safe for whales. How important are the whale watching to the economies of some countries and bringing in the tourists and helping people understand the lives of whales?
Crucially important. Estimates put the value of whale watching globally at about $2.1 billion a year. That's becoming a major industry, and particularly important for coastal communities that may not have other livelihood options. And we are having a crisis in our oceans. The fish stocks are in steep decline. There's a huge amount of overfishing. And in some circumstances, whale watching offers fishing communities an alternative way to earn some money out of their environment without taking anything from it. And I think that has a real value in today's world.
But whale watching has to also be carefully managed, because there's good whale watching and there's bad whale watching. Just briefly, what are the things that some countries or some operators do wrong?
Well, there is, of course, the temptation to get far too close to the whales. Of course, once money starts being made, a lot of people can jump on the bandwagon, and you have circumstances where you can get, 5, 10, 15 boats all chasing the same pod of dolphins or the same whale. That can be really stressful for those animals. And stress for these animals can cause them to have lower reproductive success. It can influence their behaviours that we don't even fully understand yet. So it is crucially important that whale watching develops, but it develops in a sustainable and responsible way.
That's a whale of a tale. Wendy Elliott with the WWF, thank you very much for joining us today and for your insight into the lives of whales and their management.
Thank you very much.